Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we continue our sermon series on the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, which focuses on the battles each one of us faces as we live the Christian life. We are in a war, not a physical war, but a spiritual war. Our enemy is not flesh and blood, not people, but the dark spiritual forces of this world. We are called to be warriors of light, battling against the forces of darkness. And we have three main enemies, the devil and his demons, the world, and today what we're focusing on, our old self, our sinful nature, the enemy we cannot escape. Ephesians 4 says, you are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted in its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:22-24. This morning we want to talk about the spiritual battle that all of us have to fight every day for the rest of our life here on earth. The battle within, the battle against the old self, the sinful nature, the natural self. The great philosopher Obi-Wan Kenobi called it the dark side. We're fighting against our arch enemy, the evil part of ourselves. And it's a fight we can win only with the help of the Holy Spirit. The old self is the worst version of ourselves. God wants us to defeat the old self, the sinful nature, and become the best version of ourselves. But to do that, the old self has to be defeated. Or as Ephesians puts it, put off your old self, put on the new self. And let me share with you four characteristics of the old self to begin based on Ephesians chapter 4. First of all, the old self, the sinful nature, is a liar. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood. Our sinful nature is not our friend. It is a deadly enemy. If given the upper hand, if we indulge the sinful nature, it will destroy us from within. It will destroy us in body and soul, which is why it must be resisted, it must be battled, and by God's help, it must be defeated. Here in Ephesians 4, Paul lists four qualities of the sinful nature. First of all, he's a liar. He lies all the time. Lying comes naturally to us, doesn't it? No one ever taught us how to lie. They didn't have to. It's a natural curse that all of us have been born with. But just because it's natural doesn't make it right. In fact, lying is a great evil in God's sight. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 12:22. So the sinful nature lies all the time. It lies to people, it lies to God, and especially lies to ourselves. The sinful nature is constantly lying to us. Let me share some of the examples of the sinful nature and how it tries to lie. I'm not going to give you any context on these, but I think you'll understand just by hearing some of the lies that it tells. Here are some lies of the sinful nature. Go ahead. Everyone else is doing it. I can stop anytime I want to. A white lie never hurt anybody. Go ahead. You deserve it. Don't worry. No one is ever going to find out. Do you recognize some of those lies? That's the voice of the sinful nature. It's always there. It's always speaking into our minds. We always have to be on our guard against the sinful nature and its lies. First of all, the sinful nature is a liar. Second of all, it's angry. Ephesians 4:27. In your anger, do not sin. Once again, I have to give my disclaimer on anger. Anger is an emotion. It's not always sinful. When the Bible says, in your anger, do not sin, anger, it means anger is a response we have when we've been hurt, cheated, or taken advantage of, and it might be the proper sense, proper response in those circumstances. It's not always a sin to be angry, but it's always a sin to stay angry. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Ephesians 4:27. Anger is not the state of mind God wants us to be filled with. James 1 says, man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. James 1 verse 20. God doesn't want us to be filled with anger. He wants us to be filled with love, peace, and joy. And there's no such thing as a person who's filled with love, joy, peace, and anger. Anger is the opposite of those things. When we're angry, God wants us to get rid of that anger as quickly as possible. It's a dangerous emotion and can do great evil if it is not kept in check. Anger is one letter from danger. Most violence and murder comes as a direct result of anger. It does not produce the kind of love, joy, and peace God wants us to have. Ephesians 4 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. brawling and slander, along with every form of malice, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. The old self, the sinful nature, is a liar, it is angry, and number three, it's lazy. Ephesians 4:28, the sinful nature is naturally, Ephesians 4:28, he who has been stealing must steal no longer. Sinful nature is lazy by nature, it doesn't like to work. Theft is the result of most people trying to avoid work. We are all naturally lazy, and that's not a good thing. The book of Proverbs has a lot to say about being lazy, the dangers and the troubles that are brought upon by laziness. Of course, sometimes the book of Proverbs doesn't just say the word lazy, it uses the word sluggard, right? First of all, laziness brings poverty. Proverbs 10:4, lazy hands make for poverty. Second of all, laziness brings destruction. Proverbs 18, verse 9, one who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. And third of all, laziness brings death. The craving of a sluggard will be the death of him. Proverbs 21, 25, and 26. Laziness isn't a joke. It's not something to joke about. It's something that hurts people. It hurts everyone, not just the lazy person, but the people around him as well. Laziness is dangerous, brings poverty, destruction, and even death. And we are all naturally lazy. It's part of our sinful nature. Finally, fourth of all, not only are we by nature liars, angry, and lazy, we are also selfish. Ephesians 4:28, doing something useful with his own hands. Sinful nature is naturally selfish. Instead of doing things that are useful and helpful to people, the sinful nature focuses only on itself. We think of selfishness as something other people do, or the way that other people think. The truth is, we're all naturally selfish. Philippians chapter 2 says, do nothing from selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, 3 through 5. If you want to know what the opposite of selfishness is, look at our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came down from heaven, taking the very nature of a servant. He focused on the needs of others everywhere he went. He humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. He's the perfect example of love and kindness. And by his love and kindness, we have been saved. The old self is the opposite of who Jesus is. The sinful nature is a liar, it's angry, it's lazy, and it's selfish. And it's part of each one of us. All of those things come naturally to us. That's why we call it the sinful nature. It's a battle we all have to fight each and every day. We constantly have to say no to the sinful nature. But we don't fight alone. Our battle is not on our own. No, we have the Holy Spirit right by our side. You see, in baptism, we are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. And in baptism, we're given the Holy Spirit. And that makes us a new creation. We're no longer a slave to the sinful nature. Instead, we live and make decisions by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can become a new version of ourselves. God wants us to be ourselves, but not the worst version of ourselves, the old self. God wants us to become new people, the new self, the best version of ourselves. So let's talk about the new self. Let's talk about something positive. The new self is like Jesus. It's the opposite of the old self. The sinful nature is a liar. The new self is, number one, honest. Each of you should put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, Ephesians 4:25. The old self loves to lie, tells lies all the times, but the new self, the new creation who you are in Christ, loves the truth, and especially it loves the truth of God's word. Jesus said, John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Now, because we love the truth, according to our new self, we want to speak the truth. We speak the truth in a But we don't speak the truth in a harsh and uncaring way. Instead, as Ephesians tells us, Ephesians 4, we speak the truth in love. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way to him who is the head, into Christ. Ephesians 4, 15. Notice that's not an either or, it's a both and. We speak the truth, but our goal is always to do so in a loving way. That's the way Jesus did, with kindness, gentleness, and patience, especially when we're speaking the truth of God's word. The new self is honest. Number two, it's patient. Ephesians 4:27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil a foothold. It's easy to lose our temper, to be angry all the time. It's natural. It's a sinful nature at work. No one taught us how to do that. That just comes to us naturally. Being patient with people is not natural. Being patient with people, especially people who aren't patient with you, is supernatural. It takes supernatural power. It is the Holy Spirit at work, because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience. Instead of being full of bitterness, rage, and anger, Ephesians 4 encourages us to be patient. Ephesians 4 verse 2 says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Again, our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Humble, patient, and gentle with others. Third of all, the new self, our new nature, is hardworking. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work. Ephesians 4:28. Now, a lot of people equate work with drudgery, and that's understandable. That's the result of sin. It made work in this world hard and difficult. Remember the thorns, the curse of thorns that God talked about in Genesis chapter 3? It helps, it turns what should be joyful and meaningful work into sometimes meaningless toil. It's not the way it's meant to be. Adam and Eve were created to work the garden, to tend it and take care of it. Their work was not drudgery. It was meaningful and it was joyful. And that's what God wants our work to be. Not lovely, not boring, not full of drudgery, but meaningful and joyful. Work is God's gift to us. It's the best way to meet our own needs and at the same time serve the needs of our neighbor as well. Now, one thing that can help your work become more meaningful is when you understand who you really work for, who your real boss is. The name of your real boss is Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:23 and 24 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Work and life become a lot more meaningful and a lot more joyful when we realize we're not working for that person who signs your paychecks. Your real boss is the person who loves you more than anything, the person who sacrificed everything for you, the person who created you in the first place and gave you all your talents and gifts. You work for the Lord, your Savior, Jesus Christ. And he is the best, kindest, and most awesome boss in the universe. Not only does he love you, he promises you a reward, a free gift, and that's heaven itself. Heaven itself is your inheritance. The benefits of working for the Lord are literally out of this world, which is why we can be joyful in all of our work and why we can be, number four, generous. Finally, the Bible says in Ephesians 4, do something useful with his own hands. Why? That he may have something to share with those in need. Ephesians 4:28. The sinful nature is selfish. Our new nature in Christ is generous. Instead of being slaves to our selfish appetites, we can be people who are generous and giving. We can bless others the same way God has blessed us. Jesus himself said it is more blessed to give than to receive. I think I'm with Jesus on that one. An immature person, a child, thinks that the best part of life is the getting part. But as we mature, we recognize the best part of our life, the part that gives us the most joy, is giving. Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. When we refresh others, we ourselves are also refreshed. When we bless others, we are blessed in return. I don't mean necessarily with material things. Most of the blessings of the Lord are spiritual blessings. Generosity is a reflection of our generous and gracious Father in heaven. He has blessed us, so now we want to bless others in the same way. You see, in Christ, we are a new creation, and Christ commands us to put off the old self, to defeat the old self, and put on the new nature, the new person we are through the waters of baptism. Our new self reflects the qualities that Christ himself has. We reflect the honesty of Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth. We reflect the patience of Christ, being patient with others, with gentleness and humility of Christ. We reflect the sacrificial work of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And we reflect the generosity of Christ, who abundantly gives us everything we need, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, and gives us everlasting life as a free gift. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.